by a...
This is Tanner and Drew's Donkey Show.
Hi, kids. Thanks for checking out Tanner and Drew's Donkey Show podcasto.
Ow.
Heard online at 1059thebrew.com.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so tired.
That's the one.
I'm very tired this morning. It was a weird morning. I got started off really weird. So my phone died last night before I went to bed.
Yeah.
And then I plugged it in, went to do some stuff like brush my teeth or whatever. And then I crawled back in bed and I just forgot to turn it back on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wake up this morning and I go, man, my alarm hasn't gone off yet. Like, what's going on? I reached up and my phone was still off and I panicked because I'm thinking, oh, it's 6 o'clock. It's 6:30 in the morning or something. Drew's been trying to call me.
Oh, my God.
The show started without me.
I'm on your porch.
Like, I instantly sweat. Like, I instantly break out into a sweat, and I'm still in bed. Turn my phone on. It's 5 minutes after I'm supposed to wake up.
You got all the time in the world.
My body clock just came on.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's amazing how that'll happen. Even on vacation, my eyes open at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, and I have to tell
up?
Myself.
Do you stay in bed or do you get up?
Well, if it's 4, I'll try and stay in bed for as long as I can.
Especially if it's a Saturday.
Yeah. But if the tossing and turning keeps going, I get up. But I think my body just automatically says, hey, just take a look. What day is it? I've had Amy ruin it too. Your alarm's not on. And I'm like, oh my God. And it's Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Like, dude, don't
it's
do that.
It's been a few years. This is when Carrie Ann was here, but I actually drove to the station on a Saturday. I was so fucked up. Just tired and
upside down.
And Fridays are really hard for me, like, because Thursdays and Fridays are my busiest days.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I'm working 11 hours,
mm-hmm.
12 hours.
And you're done when you're done.
And so I'm just not thinking, right? I don't know. I went to sleep and I don't know if I went to bed early that night thinking it was work. I don't remember, but I woke up the next day.
And you
thinking,
were in mode.
Yeah. Like I had my bag on and everything. I get here and I look up and Drew and Carrie Ann aren't here yet. And I look up at the clock and it says Saturday.
Like, on my God.
Where it says, you know, because we can, on our screen here, it tells me the date and time and temperature and all that stuff.
So did you crawl back into bed when you got home or were you torched?
I tried to crawl back. I think I maybe laid on the couch is probably what I did.
Fs up the day, right? Because now you're up early and you're rolling on the couch.
Yeah, it's okay if you're at home still. Like, I love that feeling of getting out of the shower, knowing you have to go to work, and then, like, deciding to call in sick or something happens and you just can crawl back into bed. That's the best feeling.
Mm-hmm.
To get up, immediately cancel whatever plans that you have, and crawl back into bed.
Yeah.
It feels wonderful.
I had the craziest one time, and it was just a random day. I got up, I took the shower. I did everything I normally do. I got out of the shower and I always, you know, I got my watch and my phone on the little counter there and I tap my watch to see how much time I have, right?
Right.
I tap the watch and it tells me it's 2:30 in the morning. I just got out of the shower. I was like, what are you doing, dude? And at that point, you've showered.
You're up.
Yeah, there's nothing I could do. So I just had to like hang out till it was time to go to work. But I was like,
when was that?
Like maybe a year, something
wow.
like that. I don't
Jeez,
know.
Yeah,
some random day.
I hate that, but whatever. Rather be safe than sorry.
I'd rather be here
show
than
up
not.
And not have a show than not show up for a show.
But when you hang out in the dark in the morning already and it's 2:30, a long time to hang out. You know, I think
at
that point you're just trying to stay up.
That's what I was thinking. Like, how did you not fall back asleep? Because like you would probably sit down on the couch or something, right? Like read a paper.
And that's why I didn't do any of those. I just went through the motions until it was time.
Uh-huh.
And by then I think I had a little daylight.
Go a little slower, maybe.
Watch a video between your toothbrush and the drying of the clothes.
Floss a little longer. Make sure you get everything.
Exactly. A lot more time to ponder.
Court was listening. He's in a meeting right now where I'd call him. But Court
is
was,
he home?
Court caught back yesterday. It's the reason he didn't answer. Because I
good to hear he's home.
I sent him a text message during the show at like 8 in the morning. And
today or yesterday?
Yesterday. And he didn't send me a message back until like 8 at night.
On
he
the
goes,
plane?
No, it was 6:08 yesterday. He goes, hey, just landed. What's up?
And I said, dude. He's all worried.
I said, I sent you that text like 10 hours ago because he had his phone off in the plane.
And it turned on and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And he's like, what's up? Like I'm going to really send him a message about work at 6 o'clock at night.
And that probably had him worried like, oh, dude, Tanner's been up since 4. Like,
what's going on?
Why is he calling?
So I said, "Hey, man, I sent it this morning. I didn't know you were still in the air. I thought you were already back because I thought he was back already." Mm-hmm. So did people in Seattle. Like our boss in Seattle thought he was back. So clearly, Court needs to communicate more.
Yeah, can you put all your days on paper, please?
But Court was listening to our segment about vasectomies.
Does he have one? I would think he does.
I that's why I wanted to call and ask because I think that he does, but I'm not positive.
But doesn't your wife have to sleep with you for that to be a thing you do?
Yeah, he might not need to do it at all.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you're like, "Hey, so how often do you guys do it?" He's like, "What?"
So I think he's in a meeting. So we'll ask him tomorrow. He was suggesting that we do that topic again tomorrow at like 7 or 8.
For more vasectomy? What did we did two vasectomy
Yeah,
breaks.
We didn't get into it too deep. There's so many more questions that we have. And you know what I'd like to do is talk to a doctor. Talk to an actual dude who does the procedure and get information about it.
Yeah, because Court seems like if he has, did you say he has or we don't know if he has?
I don't know if he has or not.
Because he seems like a good candidate because his kids are grown, right? Like another kid now for him, strange.
It would be a mistake.
The separation station is too far gone.
It might kill him, honestly. That's not good for his health. But I would think that Court would have one and he would be a perfect candidate for it. So if he doesn't have one, let's see if we can get Dr. Snipped involved with the brew.
Snip, snip, baby.
Dr. Snip is an actual, Casey just said, the guy is near the radio station. I guess he's got an office near the radio station. And we're like, that's a great name. Why isn't that on the radio?
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Snip, get a vasectomy.
So nice.
Yeah.
You know, and once it's done, a lot of the pitfalls of hooking up are gone forever.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's definitely perks to that. And I don't, you know, we were talking about earlier, I don't think I'm going to have any more kids. But God, that's why I always worry about me putting the blockade because it's a long life. It just sounds so strange to put the stop on it and just like that's forever.
I don't know that I would want.
It's tough.
So, how does it work? And this might be a stupid question. You can still blow loads.
Yeah, it's just you're shooting blanks. So like the what comes out of there. Doesn't have your boys in them.
Got it.
The boys are they're running into a pitfall before they get
but
there.
But something's still coming out.
Yeah, you still get. I think you still get the cleanup.
So I think that would have to be a little bit of. I'd worry about buildup. You know, having a backup or whatever.
Yeah, that is strange. Like, is there a drain spout? Is this like a gutter system in your house? Where does all that go?
God.
And does it? And it could be. You know, like because. It's a more advanced system than we're giving it credit for. It's not like plumbing in your house, you know, if you don't use the stuff. Like, if you're not masturbating, it's not like you have a gallon. You might have more than you would if you were constantly beating yourself up, but it's not like it just keeps building.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. At least that's personal experience.
I don't think I'm ever going to do it just because of the cutting and the snipping. And
I get a little squeamy. Man. But I also know that, you know, medical procedures are never fun. Like the idea of LASIK to some people is so terrible and foreign. And after I did it, I tell people all the time, that is so easy.
It's a game changer for you.
Yeah. And it the ease of it. And they're saying that this vasectomy is so easy. So, you know, like I know that, but there's a roadblock in my mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think it's the same thing. This is my DX.
It's just, it's your penis. It's just a needle near your penis or a blade near your penis.
What are you taught when something's like a ball's flying at your wiener? Block it.
Yeah.
Or somebody's reaching there, you block it. Protect that thing.
I don't know that I could do it.
It's straight up mean to make me be awake. You should just cash me out, dude. That's less chance that I get cold feet.
All right.
But you said earlier that, you know, someone wrote the text line and said you can be prescribed a Valium. If it's a can, then it's a will, because I would rather be chill for one day. It's not like you're going to be addicted to Valium after you take one.
Right.
And you're chill for one day. At very most, I'll annoy my wife until I fall asleep.
I wonder if it's a state thing. You know, do you wonder?
Like state by state.
State by state. Like in this state, you know, because when I went to Michigan, there was two dentists. Actually, some dentists don't do laughing gas and some do.
Yeah, because my brother's a dentist and they don't do it, but others do.
So, but you can in this state, right?
Yeah.
So I wonder if that is something like that. Like maybe you can, I don't know.
Or as the doctor, you can have point of preference, right? Like, oh, I don't give my my patients the Valium, they'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, well,
yeah, that might be it too.
That's
you get to choose.
Because, you know, if in a perfect world, my brother is the laughing gas dentist, and you go in there and you go to the chuckle hut every time you get a filling, but instead, it's old school rules.
I did laughing gas once. I don't remember. I just kept saying, can you turn it up?
Yeah, turn it up.
And she goes, it's as far as it will go.
Yeah.
It's as far as we're allowed to let it go.
Could I get my hand on the handle and just make sure we're pegged to the right?
I don't think I'm feeling this. I'm not laughing.
Oh, man. It's like when you get surgery and you're like, the button isn't working. You're like, you are not allowed to frantically push it and have it continue to register.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's the situation or not. But I would be, it sounds reasonable that the doctor would get to choose. Like, here are three or four options.
Here's what we do in this facility.
You can choose one. If you're a doctor, maybe you don't agree with Valium. Or what it does or whatever, maybe you can do something else. That might be the case.
Because one guy was like, yeah, the doctor said you can take the Valium or you can drink. And I just feel like drinking before it would be a mistake. Because last thing you want to do is do something that complicates your ability to have your blood.
Yeah, I'm surprised the
like
guy.
Like the white blood cells to work.
The guy called into the show earlier, if you heard the full show, and he said that. What did he say exactly?
He's saying that the option was a Valium or drinks in the parking lot.
Yeah, and he had like five shots in the parking lot.
And to me, I thought the reason you can't do a tattoo is because of the bleeding.
Yeah, it makes you, like it thins your blood out, right?
Yeah, because you've been cut when you've been drinking and you're like, does this thing ever stop?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want your balls to keep doing that? Not me.
I've had my hand on my balls this entire segment.
Me too. This should be called Hand on Balls.
You're getting your tubes tied.
What?
Eye contact and balls.
You're getting your tube.
Maybe that'll be the title of this episode.
You can do that.
All right, here's the Family Guy song, the vasectomy song from Family Guy.
Lois, you're getting your tubes tied.
Why should I get my tubes tied? You should get a vasectomy.
First of all, I don't know what that is. And second of all, no freaking way.
Peter, it's the male equivalent of a woman getting her tubes tied, except it's actually a lot quicker and safer. Let these guys explain.
A vasectomy's a medical procedure. One that makes you half a man.
You're half a man.
Remember when you twisted up your garden hose? Well, essentially, that is the plan. That is the plan.
Well, I'm starting to get the picture, but how's it done?
You make a small incision in the scrotal skin. Isolate the vas and then.
Isolate the vas and then
you hold it in position with a towel clamp. Then you snip the fibrous tissue.
Then you snip the fibrous tissue.
Hey, you'll never have to wear a condom.
Hey!
When you do it with your wife or anyone else you do it with, we promise not to tell. Like that new hot chick at work. You know the one who always has high beams under a ribbed white cotton t-shirt, but then stares daggers at you for checking her out. And it's like, why do you wear that if you don't want attention? But you know you shouldn't think that way because of the sexual harassment meeting you all had to go to. Seriously, how lame was that? And you couldn't help but notice that the female lawyer running the seminar had a huge rack. Like, ridiculously huge for someone who has to talk about that kind of stuff. Well, I guess that's the definition of the word irony.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye to manhood.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye to babies.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye to kids like Meg.
Vacuum out your sack.
Wow, magnificent.
Wow,
absolutely magnificent.
Everyone should go in for a snip after that.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
All right. So earlier this morning, we were also talking about these two guys. One guy's named Chad Kroeger.
Not the
Chad Kroeger from Nickelback, but that's this guy's name.
A Chad Kroeger.
And I think the other's name is JT Sapp.
All right.
If I'm not mistaken.
Cool name.
JT Parr.
Oh, JT Parr.
Still JT cool. Parr. JT Parr is,
the next speaker is
they're kind of, I feel like Sapp and Parr.
They're on par.
So they did this thing at, the, you know, like when they have city council meetings and random people from the town can show up to speak. And it pretty much, a lot of them turn, especially lately, turn into a yelling match where it's just somebody from the city yelling at the city council members.
Oh, yeah.
Calling them corrupt and terrorists and evil. And
you have to sit through it.
Yeah, they just have to sit there and wear it.
Like that's going to change the world.
Well, this guy showed up to one of those, and he's promising a boning sabbatical until women's rights are reinstated. Boning sabbatical.
Nice.
Now, we played an edited version on the show earlier. Here is the full clip of the boning sabbatical, which I would not want to go on.
No.
The next speaker is Chad Kroger and JT Parr.
What up, Council? My name is Chad Kroger. This is my colleague, JT.
What up, Council?
I come to you deeply unstoked by the recent decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, and in doing so, restricting women's rights and setting back human/stoke progress. The sadness it has incurred in the women in my life has been massive. I realize I need to do something to show solidarity with the ladies, so from this moment forward, I will not be having sex. Huge sacrifice, I know.
I love the pause.
The silence is great.
Huge sacrifice, I know. But if the government won't protect women, then I won't do anything that could put them in a potentially impossible situation. JT will be joining me in this boning sabbatical.
It's like that story from Greece, Lysistrata, but we're gender bending it.
Tap into your best selves and get this situation rectified. I would like to bone again one day, but again, I'm willing not to. Thank you.
Sorry, ladies.
I would like to bone again one day,
but I'm willing not to, bros.
Ugh.
Oh, man, those guys are classic.
I love the did it put women into uncomfortable situ. What does he say? He shortens everything.
I don't know. He can't do a
Huge
whole word.
Sacrifice, I know. But if the government won't protect women, then I won't do anything that could put them in a potentially impossible situation.
Situation. And it's like such a bad slang term because it's almost saying the whole word.
Yeah, you might. Yeah, like one more syllable.
Yeah, this is done. But they're brilliant too, though, aren't they? Like
they're
make
smart
everyone,
guys. Yeah.
Everyone around them thinks they're an idiot, like where they're sitting, but they're the ones get the
last
And
a lot
lap.
Of times they're the smartest ones in the room too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like Sacha Baron Cohen is a perfect example. He'll
Play
walk
dumb.
In there as Borat or Bruno or Ali G or whatever, and they'll think that he is a full blown moron.
He is smarter than all of those idiots.
And you disarm the dummies when you do that. It's like, oh yeah, now as soon as you think you're smarter than him, that's when they rope-a-dope you.
It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ali G with Donald Trump's pretty funny because he tries to come up with like a...
Because he...
Like ice
was,
cream that doesn't melt or something like this.
Yes.
He's trying to sell him an
that
idea.
That was great. And Trump was thoroughly annoyed.
Yeah, Trump... you got to give Trump respect. He doesn't fuck around. He maybe lasted 60 seconds with
He's
Ali
like,
G.
Done.
He's like, nope, not doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, so I give Trump props for not... He doesn't put up with the bullshit.
Yeah, some of these other, they're all spotlight huggers, but he didn't seem to bite. He was gone.
Yeah.
You get your Giulianis, and they say a bunch of stupid sound clips before they leave.
Gotta love city council meetings. People are nutty bananas.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a clip of a bunch of people being crazy. Looks like public access.
Of course.
Hello. My name is Lisa Ann Whitmer Wagman. I just moved here because I'm getting a divorce, and it's not final till September 18th. My husband will not give me any money, not one penny. The lawyer won't help me. My husband won't help me. My dad, Marlon Lee Whitmer, he's a minister. Won't help me. My stepmother won't help me. My mother passed away 7 years ago. And my dad and Annie Hockhausen, they wrote at Vera French.
Like, it's very sad, but this is a giant waste of time for the city council.
Yeah, like, what
the hell is she talking about?
For you?
That they both are my parents. Annie is my stepmom.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure why I'm here or what I'm doing.
No.
But there's a reason. My lawyer is Justin Tidal.
I see. What's going on?
Yeah. Wrong avenue, lady.
What is going
on?
The
city council will now vote. Yep, we'd like you to sit down.
Yeah,
right. Get away from me.
Here's another one.
There's a hole in the sky where the tree once was.
To the woman whose son had sex with the convict's wife.
These are just a montage of crazy.
Nuts.
Crazy. Lincoln has the opportunity to be a social leader in this country. We have been casually ignoring a problem that has gotten so out of control that our children are throwing around names and words without even understanding their true meaning. I'm talking about boneless chicken wings. I propose that we as a city remove the... I propose that we rename boneless wings in the city of Lincoln.
He's amazing.
The best is probably the McRib.
Yeah, I'm here to discuss the McRib.
City Council McRib.
If I remember correctly, she's mad because each location gets to decide whether or not they'll have the McRib.
Yeah, like she's upset that it's a seasonal thing. Or
yeah, that it should be available to all McRibbers at all times.
Hey, Miss... I'm not sure. Could you say your name for us, please?
Xanthi Pajarillo.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. First, I want to thank Madam Mayor and the council members for your time. I prepared a little statement. I'm here on behalf of the Santa Clarita foodie community. And I was wondering, is there a Spanish translator available by any chance?
It's not that important.
Just to not exclude the Hispanic community?
No, usually we try to do that in advance.
Okay. So I'll just get into
So that was your fault for not planning ahead.
Yeah, you didn't put in the paperwork.
And in 1982, a boneless barbecue pork sandwich was introduced to the United States, and it was available for only a limited time during the fall, which is called the McRib. But this year, McDonald's, they decided to give regional managers the power to decide whether to sell the McRib at their locations. And apparently only 55% of McDonald's franchises nationwide have chosen to sell the McRib, which means 45% have decided to skip it, including the Santa Clarita area. And there
if you're a city council member up there, how are your eyes just not rolling back and rolling into the back of your head?
And you're like, I got elected to this position? You got to think that this wasn't a good deal for you.
And is it inappropriate? And can they just say, ma'am.
Not today.
This is bullshit. Can you please stop? You know, can they just not say, hey, this is a waste of time. You're talking about something that we have no power over. We can't tell McDonald's what to do and what to have on their menus.
Yeah, you're wasting time.
Please leave.
Bailiff, show this lady the door. That's what I'd say.
10 McDonald's here in Santa Clarita, and none of them are selling the McRib. And specifically, the McDonald's on Shekela Lane next to In-N-Out is not selling it, and it's been replaced by...
Why are you even going to McDonald's if it's next to an In-N-Out? Go to In-N-Out.
An all-day breakfast, which I think is like a really poor substitute. And consumers have had to resort to the McRibLocator.com, which gives disappointing results if you use it, because the nearest sandwich was seen in the Bay Area. And to be honest, like the removal of the McRib from the menu has affected my family, because every Thanksgiving, my family would like order a 50-piece chicken McNugget and like 10 McRibs. It was like a tradition in our family. And now it's like, my family's holiday spirit's kind of messed up and broken.
Oh, boo-hoo.
So basically,
some families can't eat at all.
And you've got 10 McRibs.
McRibs. Say it right.
Dude, the McRib?
Trying to say is like, I come to you in this matter that I hope you members of the council can help and speak to these McDonald's managers, because I tried calling the hotline. And
yeah,
they like don't
yeah,
take me
did.
Seriously. So I don't know. To me, like Thanksgiving for my family without this like McRib is like a Christmas like without snow. It just doesn't make sense. So thank you for your time and listening, and happy Thanksgiving.
Now somebody go wake up the council.
Yeah,
because they're cashed in their seats.
One guy is trying not to laugh. He can. His hands in his face. He's trying not to laugh.
Man, it would be hard to take him seriously because part of it's poker face, right? Like you just got to get through it.
And what say? Like what are they going to do? Are they going to pick up the phone and call McDonald's? Yes, we'd like to talk about the mchrib.
We will hold.
Yes, a very kind woman came in to talk about it, and she's very serious. It's affecting her Thanksgiving.
Is Mr. McDonald available?
Can we speak to Mr. Ronald McDonald?
We would like a few McRibs to be added to the menus from near San Clemente.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Well, you know, it makes me feel like a less of a lunch that I haven't gone to city council.
Get away from me!
Well, that guy.
Get away from me! That's what that person should have said to that lady.
I'm eating!
Get out of here.
But she will go down in history as the McRib lady.
So go watch the video of Chad Kroeger and JT Parr promising boning sabbaticals, and then we'll put the, as a little bonus content, we'll put the McRib video up.
Nice.
Because that's a classic. I don't know why she says it like that.
I don't know. She makes it sound like quite a delicacy.
We didn't get a chance to really talk about it. I mean, I think we kind of talked about it during Real News or Fake News, but mayhem broke out when over 100 people won bingo at the same time.
That's insane.
Yeah, this happened. So I guess it was 101 people. They all shouted bingo at the exact same time, and then they all rushed to the tent for their money at the exact same time.
Dang.
The winners were forced to split the $184 jackpot, leaving them each with $1.83.
Dude, and they've been playing all day, you know, waiting for their moment, and then you get a dollar.
The mass win happened because the printer used to make the cards glitched and printed the number 49 on every single card. So instead of $183, everyone got $1.83.
And, you know, they aren't going to be able to do this, but if you look at the bright side, you weren't likely going to win anything. The glitch got you your dollar because without that 49 on there, you don't win.
Yeah.
So, you know, but nobody's going to see it that way.
$1.83.
I won 180. It's banga.
$1.83, what could that get you? It used to be able to get you a double cheeseburger. Now it won't. I think it's like $2.60 for those now.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know if it'll get you a single cheese, to be honest. I think it's like $1.85 or something.
I read that some McDonald's are taking dollar drinks off the menu.
Really? Because they were going like dollar any size.
Yeah, they're like saying those aren't, it's not all McDonald's, but some McDonald's are removing dollar sodas and putting those on the regular menu.
Can you still get like a Wendy's 5-piece or a 6-piece or whatever that was?
For 99 cents or whatever it was?
Yeah, maybe that's a dollar.
I haven't seen that commercial.
Something or whatever they're getting for bingo wins.
You could probably get.
Finance one.
Could you get some gum?
You could. You get it yourself.
Like a 5-piece stick?
A little Big Red or Juicy Fruit?
Yeah, but not a big one. You couldn't get a big one.
No, the party packs. Remember, it always felt cool as a kid when you had a pack of gum and remember you'd take off that little top?
Yeah, because it's a kid's version of a cigarette.
Yeah, absolutely.
And hand it to your friends.
Dude, and you know all about Double Bubble. Josie got a hold of a piece because at the parade for 4th of July, they're throwing candy out.
Yeah.
And she came up to me and she's like, is this sugar-free, Dad? And I go, no, that's sugar. That's like the sugary.
That's like 99% sugar there.
And she's like, well, what do I do? I'm like, well, you could take a little bite of it and like see how it is. And so she just takes that whole thing and throws it in there. She was chewing that thing like a big leaguer. I was like, man. The first time you drop a Dub Bub in your mouth, it's like a coming of age moment for a kid.
They're really good, especially if you haven't had them in a while. And you forget what they taste like, and you pop one of those in there.
Yes, exactly. 9 seconds later, she asked me where the flavor was.
Yeah, they don't last long.
I'm like, no, this is part of it. You need to find another piece.
Another story we talked about in Real News or Fake News was a 7-year-old New York student who saved a choking classmate. That's pretty incredible when you save somebody at 7 years old.
Badass.
This is why it's a good idea to show these, because kids are like sponges. They absorb things, even when you think they don't. Mm-hmm. Even when they think they don't got it, they'll just go and mimic what they see, what they have already seen, and a lot of times that's the correct way.
Yeah.
So teach your kids how to do that stuff young. 7 years old, he's an elementary school student from New York. He's being held as a hero after saving the life of a choking classmate with the Heimlich maneuver. Teach your kids how to do that. I'm not even sure I know how to do the Heimlich maneuver.
And that's something important to keep in mind, too, is if you know how to do it, you might not know how to do it with a child. And so, like, if mouth-to-mouth. If you're giving mouth-to-mouth to a child, it's a different breathing sequence than an adult.
David Diaz Jr. says he learned the maneuver from a television show called The Good Doctor. I actually remember that show. Mm-hmm. He told Fox that if anybody is choking or is in danger, you can always save them. You don't. If you don't, then it could be really sad, obviously, is what he says. As a seven-year-old, that makes perfect sense.
He is. It's cute how simple the thinking is, right? Like, well, if they died, that'd be terrible, so I had to save them.
Yeah, I should probably learn how to do that.
And, you know, even just like a refresher, because like when Josie is choked a few times, I had to learn in general how to deal with choking kids, because I just, you know, as an adult, what do? You get behind someone, you stick your hands up under their thing, and you give it a heave. Well, when a guy saved me from choking, he broke three of my ribs before he did it right. He saved my life, and I owe him everything, but it would have been nice to not break those.
So you went and learned how to do it again. So tell me where.
Yeah, so if they're choking, it's not the same as mouth-to-mouth.
Okay.
So with a kid who's choking, you're actually supposed to turn them upside down because their airway is likely locked.
Okay.
So pick them up by their legs? Well, just hold them by the shoulder and then rotate them.
Mm-hmm.
So you're holding their mass. And then you can also...
You don't dangle them upside down like you're emptying a sack of potatoes.
No. But if you kind of want to because you're like, get that thing out of there.
Yeah.
But, you know, a choking kid, it's just you want to be careful of their ribs, too. If they're a little older, you can get behind them. You can even give yourself the Heimlich on a chair.
I've seen the chair thing, your body.
That I
do know how to do.
Which is, I didn't know that when I was choking. And Amy was asleep, and I woke up, and I'm choking to death on a yellow starburst. And I'm like, and she's afraid. She doesn't know what I'm doing. I'm like waving my arms, and I walked in the other room, and I had no idea I could have done it myself. I thought I was going to die in that room. Luckily, my roommate's buddy broke my ribs and then saved my life.
You know, crazy. That's scary. I've never choked. That seems very scary.
Everything that was in me, like, so your body just starts to leak is the only thing I can think of. Nose, mouth, eyes, like, obviously not your ears, but everything is just
oozing.
It's like trying to force it out because it was afraid you were going to die. That's my buddy Rusty. To this day, I'm always like, hey, Big Russ, thanks, dude.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I've never choked on anything. I must have been big windpipes or something, but I've never had.
You got that nice, solid pipe. Well, I was an idiot. I was laying down eating candy.
Just got a news alert that said Godfather star James Caan has passed away.
Caan.
Is that how you say it? James Caan. I think you're right. James Caan has passed away at the age of 82 years old.
Yeah, which is sad. I mean, he was around forever. He was a huge, huge star.
James Caan.
Did he just die of old age or a heart attack? I mean, he's up there. He was 82.
82 years old. Let's see.
Oh, and he was the dad from Elf. Remember?
Yeah, the family appreciates the outpouring of love and heartfelt condolences and asks that you continue to respect the privacy during this awful time. I'm not seeing any cause of death yet, but I mean, 82 years old.
Could have been, you know, it could have been a clogged artery, could have been a stroke. I mean, when you get to 82, it's just kind of...
Misery.
Oh my God.
Misery.
Great movie.
That's his best film.
Yeah,
Misery.
I'd have to say that. Because
Mr. Man!
You're so afraid for him in that movie.
Oh my God, is that good? I might watch that this weekend in honor of James Caan.
Yes. Rest in peace.
Yeah. 82 years old. Jeez Louise.
I mean, and you look back at the pictures of him in Godfather, he's like, you know, pimping at that age. We all remember him as older, but... You know, in that leisure suit, the three P's, he had the look. He had that Paul Newman type look to him there for a while.
Well, there you go. Hopefully that is the only celebrity death we hear about.
Let's hold
Usually
tight.
What happens is you get one, then it's like, what do they say? It comes in threes, two or three?
Mm-hmm. We've gotten five packs before. I mean, anything is possible.
Look at that. We beat CNN to the punch. CNN just did the story.
That's right.
Right after us.
That's right. You're welcome, CNN.
That's right. Tanner Drew exclusive.
This is a Tanner and Drew exclusive.
Even though at this moment, you and I are the only people who have heard this podcast. So there's no way.
I forgot we're not even doing the live show. They beat us, but not fair.
Yeah, whatever.
Not fair.
All right. I think that's it for all us. Right. I got a side ache for some reason.
Man, well, yeah, jogging in place like that will get you.
You know what? I got some construction guys at my house right now. It's weird.
You should get over there before they start touching all your things.
Yeah. It's weird to have like strangers in your house, but I had, you know.
You told him you had cameras. That was smart.
I did. You know, I was like,
yeah, I got cameras in there in case you need anything. Yeah. I like that.
Just let you know I'm watching.
Yeah, exactly. But just it wasn't rude, you know? It was right. Like, oh, yeah, I got that in case you need to know where, like, the water
that
is.
That was exactly my point. Like, I'm not there, but I'm there.
But I'm there, so don't touch.
So don't fuck around.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see
yeah,
you
regulate those homies, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
You've been listening to Tanner and Drew's Donkey Show. Heard daily at 105.9thebrew.com.